A Poet's Prize. When writer Arthur Beanard came from the United States to Japan 15 years ago, one of the ways he studied Japanese was by puzzling out the signboards along the shopping street of his Tokyo neighborhood. He still draws inspiration from the streets, spending much of his time cycling around the city. Beanard is an accomplished writer of poetry and picture books in Japanese, and he translates into both languages. His conversational abilities in the language are, needless to say, impeccable. His writing achievements were honored this year when he was selected as the winner of the Kodansha Essay Award for Nihongo Pokuri Pokuri, a book of essays in Japanese containing light touches and sharp satire. Part of the focus of the book is the rich diversity of language, he says. My interest comes alive through observing people and their words, how we live with words and are at times controlled by them. Beanard first became interested in Japanese kanji and other forms of ideographic writing while a university student. Before that, he studied Italian and the Tamil language and had found that using a writing system different from the alphabet had allowed him to see the world in a different light. People of different races appear different. Skin color and facial features and customs as well seem to divide us, set us apart. But once you get inside a different language, you find so much similarity. His interests include tanka verse and rakugo, a kind of comic storytelling.